Good morning. My title of the presentation is Early Care Seeking and Referral Solution, a three-step model to improve maternal and newborn health service in Ethiopia. I have no any relevant relationship to disclose. This is the outline of my presentation. It starts with a background, project overview, results, challenges, and lessons learned. To give you a highlight of the Ethiopian background, Ethiopia is a highly populated country with 19 million people. Most of them lived, 83% of them lived in rural districts. Ethiopia has highest newborn and maternal mortality. It's one of the highest in the world. Although Ethiopia achieves MDG goal 4 ahead of 2015, newborn mortality is still very high with 28 per 1,000 live births. Maternal mortality, as you can see, is 626 per 100,000 live births, which is very high, and there is no significant change in the last decade. This is the Ethiopian health tier system. It is a three-tier system. At the top is the specialized hospital, which serves up to 5 million people, and the secondary level is general hospital, which serves up to 2 million people, and at the bottom is the primary level healthcare, primary hospital, which serves up to 100,000 people, rural health center, up to 25,000 people, and urban health center, which serves up to 40,000 people. And each health center has 5 catchment health posts. And those health posts are served by health extension workers, which are high school graduates with 1 year service training. So L10K, the last 10 kilometer project, implements its project activity in the primary level health care. And the goal of L10K is to strengthen the relationship between households, communities, and the primary health care unit to improve maternal and newborn health outcomes and support the government efforts to achieve Millennium Development Goal 4 and 5. And L10K uses different community-based strategies and health facility strategies to achieve its goals. These are some of the stated strategies: community-based data for decision-making, family conversation, participatory community quality improvement, family planning, EPI, and with the time factor, today I'm going to focus only on early care seeking and referral solutions. Early care seeking and referral solution is an approach to identify bottlenecks for functional referral system, design innovative referral systems, and implement active referral management. Objective of early care seeking and referral solution is, the first objective is to improve early care seeking at a community level, because referral starts from the community level. The second is, once referral is initiated, is to develop processes for moving people and information efficiently across all levels of the systems. The third objective is, once the mother and newborn arrives at a facility level, to improve critical response for maternal and newborn health service at a facility level. So to achieve this objective, L10K uses a three-step model. The first step one is participatory assessment of referral resources at districts and primary health care unit. So with this, the desk review is conducted to assess the referral barriers, also conducted key informant interview, in-depth interview with key staffs at health facility levels. We also conducted focus group discussion with a pregnant mother and mothers who deliver in the past 1 year to see the barriers of MSH from the community side. So based on this assessment, three major barriers are identified. The first one is low care-seeking behavior at a community level caused by cultural, religious influence and minimal decision-making power of women. The second one is absence of referral protocols at a facility level, which is manifested with lack of standard referral slips, absence of advanced calls, escorting, poor referral, pre-referral management at a facility level. And the third one is poor quality of services, which is caused by poorly trained staffs, unfriendly service at facility level, lack of equipment provides BMOC services, all these are the major barriers identified during the facility assessment. The second one is, once assessment is done, we conducted a consultative meeting with key stakeholders like the district health office, heads, MCH experts, midwives working in a facility level, ambulance drivers and other stakeholders to validate the findings from the assessment, also come up with an action plan would address those barriers. Step three is, once action plan is developed, the implementation process, implementing active management of referral. The first intervention is mapping of a pregnant woman and newborns through the health development armies or volunteers working with health extension workers so that they can be linked to the health facility where they can get the service needed for them. The second one is a family conversation. As you know, Ethiopia is a traditional society where women can't decide by themselves, so engaging the community empowers the woman to get the service and also help the community to the family to make birth planning and ready for some complications that arise during the delivery. The third one is, in areas where finance is a barrier, some community local organizations provide a loan for the pregnant woman so that they can go get money for transportation and other related costs, although maternal services are exempted from payment in all facilities. The other intervention is introduction of referral protocols and job aids, such as standardizing the referral slip, introducing advance calls so that they can alert the next facility before referring a mother, introducing a feedback mechanism, pre-referral management at a facility level. All these are introduced as referral protocols. The other intervention is improving the BIMO capabilities of the facilities through training of healthcare providers on BIMOC. We also fix some of the electrical systems and also water systems to improve the quality of service provided in a facility. Also, we supply with equipment such as vacuum oxygen concentrators so that they can provide BIMOC services at the health center level. The other intervention is strengthening the supportive supervision given to those facilities, also introducing a forum such as a performance review meeting so that they can identify the ongoing challenge and address them in a timely manner. So LTNK also collects monthly data from those facilities so that to assess the progress of the project implementation. Based on this assessment, there are some improvements on those areas. For example, proportion of adherence to specific referral protocols from community, health post, to health center significantly improved. You can see the pre and the post intervention on the referral slips, ambulance use, advance call, escorting and feedback. There are a significant improvement on those areas. Advance call and escorting is the least performed areas. This is because it incurs some costs to the healthcare providers to make an advance call. They use their own airtime so that healthcare providers are less encouraged to do the advance calls. This one is also a proportion of adherence specific protocols from health center to hospital, although this one is better at the baseline than the community one. It was low, so there is also improvement on these indicators. Proportion of delivery at health facilities also improved from the pre-intervention to the post-interventions. Maintenance for BIMOC also is improved at the hospital and health center level. The CMOC and BIMOC services at hospital and health center also improved over the 1 year period. So when it comes to the lessons learned, engaging key stakeholders throughout the process improves, creates ownership and creates greater commitment within stakeholders. The platforms such as the consultative meeting, monthly review meeting, and quarterly review meeting also build this relationship among different stakeholders and paves the way for a smooth implementation. There are also some challenges related to the implementation of this project. For example, as I mentioned earlier, the advanced call is one of the challenges. So L10K closely works with telecommunication and other companies to provide them with free airtime within that closed user group, so that they will be encouraged to make that advanced call and prepare the next facilities for the referred cases. The other challenge is high turnover of staff in different facilities, so there is a continuous need to orient the newly assigned staff at those facilities. The other challenge is the scope of funding and the high expectation of community. Community and stakeholders expect the project to provide some of the things beyond the scope of the project, like providing them with additional ambulances, construction of roads, like that. So defining the scope of the project clearly at the beginning is critical. The other is infrastructure, poor roads, transportation. Communication is also a challenge, although it's beyond the scope of the project. The government of Ethiopia is closely working to address those issues through the Universal Rural Road Project, through the introduction of communication or cellular network in rural areas, also providing them with ambulance health facilities. Thank you for your attention.